I saw it. It took about 14 days. I said, this is a fucking great scheme they got going. Spring 2020. It is now, again, almost November 2021. Trying to beat this into people's heads. It's getting through to a lot of folks. It is. Unfortunately, we can't reach enough. And the people who have massive platforms, they don't get massive platforms by telling people the truth. So here we are. Independent media with our work cut out for us. And we'll tackle it every day and do the best we can. We appreciate you folks being here on the Thomas Paine Podcast and on Paine.tv and supporting our efforts. But I mean, fuck's sake. You so-called experts are only there to sell you down the river. That's why they make 7, 8, 9, 30 million a year on television. Wake up. So it's kind of a tangent, a kind of a sidebar, talking about the media telling you that inflation and shortages are crippling the wallets of people already struggling to make ends meet in the current economy when they're fucking a large problem that's happening. But they have their pulse on Main Street. They're going to tell you about Americans' Thanksgiving struggles and preparation. You're being played, folks, left and right. I just ask that you pay attention. Now, if you want to read the news, I'm not saying turn it off. I'm saying stop listening to them. So you read the news and you say to yourself, hey, you know what? I think I'm being played here. I'm going to do the exact opposite of what these people were saying. The ESPN Sports, the CBS Sports, the Fox Sports model we talked about at Citigroup when we were studying this stuff. And we were studying it big time. You're led down the wrong hallway, the wrong alley, the wrong rabbit hole on purpose. In that case, it's to get your money. How is this any different? It's just shrouded differently and better, certainly. But the example I'm talking about of having the kids vaccinated, it's exactly plays into what I'm saying. They don't see kids as the future of America, etc., future of the country, the promise of youth, everything that comes along with it. They see your kids, as I said before, as a UPC code. They're going to scan the kid. They're going to inoculate him and her multiple times, profit from them. You think these guys are going to fucking vaccinate their kids in Congress? You think the big pharma execs are going to line their kids up for this? You are sadly mistaken, folks. It's not happening. Not happening. So we can sit here and listen to the Daily Wire and their ilk tell us how things are just getting pricey out. Is it me? I mean, turkey's getting expensive. I mean, this is ridiculous. Turkeys. Fuck the turkey getting expensive. What about the electricity and the gas to cook the turkey? Like when I came up, hey, Obama's another one for you, buddy. How many times was your electricity and heat shut off? You grew up so tough. Fuck out of here. What about keeping the heat on? It's starting to get cold. I went outside today. And the wind was whipping and it was cold. I don't know, it was about 49 degrees. And I started to think, man, this is like, I don't know. You think about the craziest things when you grow up. You think back to when you were a kid. This is about the time where we'd have to start wearing coats inside the house. It's getting a little chilly at night, going down to 30s, and you start to run about 55 inside the apartment. Time to put the hat on and the coat, sleep with that on. You know what I mean? We're not even talking about the price of food items. That's a whole nother disaster. But there's certainly a lot of folks out there who are struggling, and more so than usual, thanks to the federal government, what they've done to the middle class. And you know what kills me too? We can fucking give everybody in the world a free vaccine. These things aren't cheap, by the way. The governments that are brokering these and spending tons of money on these billions of dollars to big pharma. We can do this when there's no fucking proof that any of this is even a problem, really. When you look at the 99 point whatever chance of survival from this, we can mandate these and we can order people to get these shots, kids and adults. But we can't put food on the table for hungry kids all throughout the country and the world. Really? How long as adults and growing up, before we were adults, did we hear this battle cry that we need to feed the hungry and house the homeless? We could do all that. We could. Well, no, because there's no money in it. Do you understand? There's no money in it. They'd rather vaccinate the homeless. And if they can make money inoculating a hungry kid, then so be it. Instead of giving that kid fucking food. They see the kid, again, as a parcel. As a way to make money. As a market. And they will be further exploited. We don't give a shit if they're hungry or cold in their apartment. They don't have heat. Or in their row home, etc. In their trailer. They don't care. Fuck them. Line them up. If they want to go to school, line them up. This country's lost, man. And we'll go back. I'm going to go back because I still have it here. To what Frederick Douglass said. This is a real abolitionist, not Obama. Who plays one on the internet. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to. And you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Frederick Douglass from the West India and on the West India Emancipation, etc. Translation. Stand the fuck up. Or you're going to continue to have the boots of tyrants on your neck until you get off of your knees or your back and resist. I'm talking about real resistance, not that bullshit punk-ass resistance for $15 an hour that Soros was paying for in the streets. I'm talking about fucking the stuff that built this country. I'm talking about serious, serious resistance. I have to sit back, to be honest with you, and watch how this plays out. These are key weeks and months ahead for our country. Are there adults out there in this country who will allow their children to be used as test subjects in a twisted experiment? And if so, we're in bigger trouble than we thought. Forget about the fucking forget about the criminals that are perpetrating this, right? That's all. We talk about them every night. They're criminals, they're lowlifes, they're scumbags, they're evil personified. I've called them evil personified. We can talk about them and we will continue to talk about them and address them. What about the parents now? What about the human beings who will trust and who do trust these criminals? How weak are they? And how many weaklings do we have? And are you going to take the most precious thing you could ever have in your life? And are you going to entrust that to criminals, bandits, crooks, murderers, etc.? And if you do, where does that put us as a country? Because we, the people who are resisting, we have to deal with all you assholes and put you all in the same corrupt soup, as I see it. It's going to be interesting to see. We'll see what breaks this week. I don't think what we're hearing is going to break this week. So we'll talk about it on Hotwire because I want to develop it further. And we want to develop it further. If it does break this week, then it does. I don't think it will. But they are prepping to break it. And you're going to have some fucking big decisions to make. The folks on Hotwire will have time to think about it. You will not. You'll be blindsided. I don't think the folks on Hotwire can say whatever they want. I don't think they're ever going to say that they were blindsided with the things that came down the pike. Because we talk about them before they come down the pike. That's the whole fucking thing. To have a crystal ball so you can make decisions before the hive mind. Anyway. Yes. Everything. We're facing shortages and Thanksgiving is expensive. Thanks in part to the fucking corrupt media, etc. Charlie Daniels Band. How about Billy the Kid? I'm all talked out already. How long have we been doing this? I feel like a real rookie tonight. I don't know. you get hepped up, you know what I mean? Because you give a shit. At least I do. Sometimes I finish the show, we finish post-production, man. I can't go to bed 7, 8 in the morning. Fucking ready to throw some blows at the punching bag in the basement. Of course, when you have a front seat to a country that's spiraling out of control, sometimes it's tough to shut it down, you know. The mind fucking races. But we have to keep it real, and we have to tell you what's going on. Because what the hell's the point at this juncture of trying to bullshit people? You got enough of that. Everybody else is in on that fucking grift. We're not going to play that game. As we haven't played it in 5 years. Let me get a drink. Them fancy clothes you're wearing and the women in your bed can't take away the faces of the men that you've left dead. As you ride across the Badlands with a price upon your head, and now the wheel of fortune starts to turn. Your reputation's grown till it's the biggest in the land, and there ain't a lot of people left who want to call your hand. And I guess you'll go down shooting, and like all brand new men, when you shake hands with the devil, you get burned. Poor Billy Bonnie, you're only 21. And Garrett's got your name on every bullet in his gun. Biden's price of going green. Oh, they're bullshit. Means we have to go outside the country for more power. And specifically here, natural gas. We're importing more natural gas and therefore wild swings in prices, etc. And if you use natural gas to heat your house, etc., and we've talked about it before, shit's about to get real expensive. American power crisis ahead, a blow to the U.S. consumer. Natural gas imports increase following Democrat-driven pipeline shutdowns. Now, normally you might say, I don't want to hear a story about natural gas. Let's spice it up, Payne. Jesus. Okay. What do you think is this? Fucking, you waiting for Rip Taylor to come out and throw some confetti? A lot of people use natural gas, folks, to cook and to heat their homes. So you rich folks who are listening say, why is this guy not entertaining us with some jokes? Just sit back and shut the fuck up. We're talking to people here who have problems and whose bills are about to potentially double. Don't worry, however you heat your house, it's coming for you next. Don't you understand these things? No one is immune from the insanity. As more U.S. natural gas pipelines shut down due to climate concerns and regulations prompted by them and the communists who run this country, the country is becoming increasingly reliant on foreign natural gas resources. Massachusetts is one of the main importers of natural gas. Well, if you've heard their politicians talk from Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, remember him? There's a lot of natural gas coming out of that asshole. But Massachusetts now, because the Biden administration has fucked up the entire country in so many different ways, Massachusetts now has to import natural gas from Trinidad and Tobago, South America, etc. All over the place, thousands of miles away. What did he say? Something about a toboggan? Is it going to snow in Boston? Tobago, Clyde. Tobago, relax. They import this at an estimated cost of over $8 per thousand cubic feet. The nearest American oil field is several hundred miles away and much cheaper, under $5. But they can't get it because of Captain fucking... Captain Planet, Biden, and the dopes. So you got to pay almost double, and you have to get it from outside the country. Can you believe this stuff? It's insane. Boston Gas, okay, it's one of the largest energy providers in the Northeast. Their spokesman, Bob Kavira, didn't offer specific answers to inquiries about the additional costs and how much would be passed on to the consumer. Instead, he relayed the natural gas service would be reliable and uninterrupted. Oh, really? Bob, so if you don't pay your bill that's doubled and you're on a fixed income, is your natural gas service going to be reliable and uninterrupted? I don't think so. It was never reliable and uninterrupted when my mom didn't pay the fucking bill. Just like the electricity wasn't reliable and uninterrupted. And for the folks out there to say, they won't shut your gas off in the winter if it's cold out. My fat ass, they won't. You know what they used to do in our building if someone lost their power? We used to go around with a fucking hat and put some scratch together. Where was the government? We were our own government. Pass around the hat. And if things... I'd be honest with you. If things were a little short and we couldn't get enough money to keep our neighbor's power on, it's time to get the crowbar out and start hitting the washers and dryers, the pay washers and the pay dryers. We're going to get the fucking money to get our neighbor's electricity back on. Or the heat back on. And guess where they were until they got the heat back on? At a neighbor's place. Sleeping on the floor in the living room, etc. A family of four. A family of five. Packed into an already tight sardine can. Took care of our own. And we always were able to put enough scratch together. But if things got tight, get the crowbar out. The fucking man's paying. Hit the washers and dryers. It's time to get those quarters out of there. That's why I always laugh when I see these electricity and natural gas and oil folks saying, oh, yeah, the service will be reliable and uninterrupted. Uh-huh, sure will be. Boy, Biden and his criminal cabal and Congress, they sure have enough handouts for their rich friends, don't they? And all these stimulus bills. What about giving people money? To keep the lights on, to keep their heat on. I don't give a fuck about that. That's the whole point. They want you to suffer. Shit. They're asking you to line up and put a mystery serum in your arm. You think they give a shit if you freeze to death? We're confident in our ability to deliver safe, reliable natural gas service to our customers this winter. Yeah, as long as you can fucking pay up to double. Oh, you guys at Boston Gas. What are you going to, you up for a Nobel Prize? The story that's buried here is not this guy doing a fucking ad for Boston Gas. Of course there's going to be enough gas supply for customers if they want it. The question is, can they afford it? Of course, the story misses the point. It's about being able to afford it, not the fact whether it's available. Hey, but what the hell do I know? I only come from the school of hard knocks. The Biden administration has moved to cut off further development of new pipeline projects while imposing increased burdens on existing ones. When Biden took office, the administration paused all new oil and gas leasing on federal lands. They're currently appealing a federal court's ruling against those suspensions. Additionally, the Biden administration omitted any mention of pipelines in their proposed infrastructure plan fact sheet. All this can be traced back to these idiots thinking that they can change the fucking climate. Can you believe the stupidity of these people?
If we could just be nicer to the environment, we can change the climate because of global warming and air pollutants.
Hey, assholes, look over yonder in India and China. They're polluting 24/7. It looks like a fucking a black cloud over these countries. Do you think by limiting what goes on here, we're going to solve anything with the fucking climate based on those lunatics who have no restrictions on anything? They burn tires for heat over there, for fuck's sake, just for fun.
But if we could just save just our part of the ozone, I mean.
Meanwhile, you have to pay double, 30%, 40%. We talked about it could be upwards to 60, 70, 80, 90%. It increased bills to keep your utilities on.
Because we're trying to be good to the environment. Because Nancy Pelosi wants to save the world. Captain Planet. Do-do-do!
There is no Captain Planet in fucking Mumbai. And there is no Captain Planet in Beijing. So whatever we do here is canceled out by those places, other joints all over the world who don't subscribe to this insanity. Yeah, saving the ozone and the planet, that comes as a huge consolation to people who are fucking freezing their asses off. And don't kid yourself. This isn't just about being uncomfortable or not being warm, etc. This is a life and death, man. You know, when we were growing up, people died because they didn't have the heat on. They thought, I could ride it out, man. It's a little chilly in here. Old folks, you know, older folks. I could ride it out. It's a little chilly in here. Yeah, they're found in their bed. Four or five blankets and a fucking coat and a hat. People die. Again, these guys try to solve, they think they're solving problems. They're just creating more problems. And we have to pick up the fucking bill. Time and time and time again. And you can't break through to these people, whether it's a dope like Biden or Al Gore or idiots who follow these stooges like Gretchen Whitmer, other puppets like that. You can't break through to these people. You can't have a sensible discussion that should start and end with very simple premises. Why are we worried about anything when these other countries are fucking polluting nonstop? Whatever good you think we're doing here is being negated 30-fold by these lunatics who look at you like you're a sap. Let's break it down about them creating problems. We wouldn't need having these companies sending their shit sitting offshore in boats. I mean, think of how far the country has fallen, right? And that's the big rage. Supply lines are really bad. We wouldn't need all these ships bringing shit into here if we manufactured here. And more companies could manufacture here like they used to before these criminals and communists decided that the little smoke coming out of a smokestack, it's going to kill us all. Now you wonder why there's hundreds of ships waiting to unload shit that Americans have ordered when they could make these things here. There wouldn't be any ships. There'd be more jobs, but no.
Because of smokestacks and global warming, air pollutants. There could be groundwater pollution. There could be spills. A pelican could die.
Fuck out of here. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Another example of they create the problem. We pick up the fucking tab. And for some people, I'm going to say right now, that's not even a prediction. It's just an observation. Some people will pay with their lives. Folks who are having a hard time now heating their homes, whether it's natural gas, whether it's home heating oil, whether it's electricity. There's millions of homes, especially concentrated in the Northeast, where it can get pretty damn cold. On natural gas, etc. On fixed incomes. Let's not even forget about fixed incomes, right? That's one thing. That's in a good economy, the fixed income argument and the fixed income scenario is always dicey when prices go up. What about people who their income is fixed because they had to lose their jobs because the government made them make a choice, an impossible choice between risking their lives for a paycheck or deciding to forego a paycheck and trying to live healthy. Another crisis created by these criminals. We talk about taxation without representation. This is fucking... This is totalitarianism. Totalitarianism without representation. They not only want to tax you, they want to destroy you, I mean. And you're listening to these people?
We can do it with wind power. Just wait for wind power. It's only been 60 years. We can do it with green power. Come on. Renewable solutions. Solar and wind.
Yeah, that's worked out pretty well, right? That's why we have to now import energy. There's a lot of hot air coming when it comes to solar and wind. It's coming mostly from DC, unfortunately. Well, you wanted a scary story for Halloween. Here's one. Hawaii is using a robot dog to patrol homeless and scanning the homeless community for signs of COVID-19. It's always... You've seen these robot dogs from Boston Dynamics. Fucking scary, right? We sat around here. We've already decided how you would disable it. But anyhow, that's a conversation for another day. That's some of the fun we have here. We watch videos. How would you disable it in one or two blows if you didn't have a firearm?